Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Potentially legal question.
Sure.
What is the legal, what are the legal ramifications? Say I hypothetically, like, witnessed a car accident yesterday.
Oh, you drove right by?
Let's just say that I was approaching a light and then I heard a screech of tires and some horns and crunching metal, and I might have seen a collision in my rearview mirror about 3 seconds from where I might have hypothetically just driven.
You're a witness.
Am I, like, should I have done
something?
How
bad was it?
It didn't look great.
Yeah.
I mean, hypothetically, somebody got T-boned about 100 yards behind me.
Were there other cars, though, that witnessed it, too? As long as they find one or two witnesses, you're okay.
Because hypothetically, there were other cars trapped behind the accident after it happened.
Here's what I see. This is just from Google.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Witnesses are not liable for car accidents, but can assist victims by providing accurate information about what occurred at the incident scene. Hmm. You can do all of that. You chose not to. I don't think you're going to be liable.
I hypothetically chose to keep driving. Somebody chose to keep driving.
I mean,
and also, thank
you.
My
just
lucky stars,
what were you rushing home to
no,
do?
No, I wasn't rushing home. I was butt lucky, by the way, because if that happened 3 seconds earlier, I'm in the accident.
Right. I'm just curious, though. Did you slow down and think about it?
No, I stayed where I was in the light, and then when the light turned
green.
When
did you start feeling guilty about not stopping?
I felt guilty for about the first 5 minutes. By the time I got home, it had passed.
What did you do at home? This is my point. You made a calculation.
I'll tell you exactly what I did.
You made a calculation.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop.
Right.
Because I want to get home.
Sure.
Which you probably got home to do nothing.
No. Here's what I did. Got home. Fed Winnie. Fed cakes. Nap.
Nap.
Nap is more important.
That was the way the early afternoon played out.
What if there was, had anybody else stopped? I mean, it seems like it happened bang, bang.
People were forced to stop because it was more than just a fender bender. Like,
right.
Somebody pulled out, got T-boned, and then it was only a 2-lane road.
What if you could have saved a life?
He's not a hero.
What am I, an EMT?
Well, no, but maybe you just have to open a door. Like, somebody can't open their door or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Cakes and I.
The car was on fire.
Me, Cakes and I don't have the hero gene.
I didn't stick around the scene long enough to see if I could go pry the person out of their mangled vehicle.
Not interested in being a hero. Interested in napping.
I considered calling 911, but I didn't. Maybe I should have.
That I've done.
Speaking of accidents, have you followed? This is a horrible story. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Have you followed this story about Drabby? Did you follow the story about the 18-year-old kid and that killed the two girls at Oakton High School when he was speeding?
I did not.
So it happened. I think it happened
a couple years ago or something.
18-year-old.
I think I remember the story.
Yeah, he was driving on, not a suspended license, but what do they call this?
Provisional license. Yeah, like what you get when you first start driving.
Right. And I'm not sure if you have to be in the car with an adult if you have a provisional or you can drive by yourself.
Not sure.
I don't know the Virginia law.
I think it varies state by state.
But anyway, so he's on trial. The jury went to deliberation for the jury, and they probably will hand it down today. he was going 81 in a 35. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, that's pretty outrageous.
He sees a yellow light.
Yeah.
Speeds up to get through it, mm-hmm. hits another car, ricochets off that car, hits three girls walking home from mm-hmm. school, kills two of them.
Yeah, I do remember that story now.
His defense attorney is hired to try and get him off. His mm-hmm. defense attorney said he was not driving reckless. He saw the light and he had to go make a decision, so he decided to get through it.
Right.
81 and 35, I'm sorry, that's reckless.
I would say that's
so this dude needs to be, and I hope the jury just laughs at that. I hope the jury finds him guilty. Well, he needs to go.
Unless he's driving like some sort of like race car, you can't, when you make that decision, you're not going 40 miles an hour faster right. all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, he was driving reckless.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't drunk and on drugs, but he was driving reckless. He was stupid, and he killed two girls.
He's also a young, inexperienced driver.
18-year-old
like
kid.
He has no business going.
Pretty ballsy for a kid
speed.
Like that, like assuming you have normal parents. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing
I couldn't even imagine
emphasize is how careful you need to be when you first get your
of course
provisional.
Absolutely.
Couldn't even imagine the parents and the families of those two girls. Couldn't imagine it.
Anyway, what was the killer cop story you were talking about before?
Oh, this is also a crazy story. Drabby, this is in your hometown.
Yeah, Richland, Washington, Richland School District.
Yeah, there was a
Tri-City, silly.
There was a police officer in Washington State. He was, I think he was in Yakima, right? He was a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. Met a girl at this school when she was 11. Started living with her when she was 17. Got her pregnant, right? Then he raped one of her friends in wherever they were living. He got the other girl pregnant, and they had a one-year-old kid. Anyway, killed the ex-wife of one of his kids and killed another person, went on the run, had the one-year-old in the car. They found him, and then he said, you know
Talked
what?
Himself
I'm
off.
Not going to prison for the rest of my life. Shot himself right in the car.
Right. Left the one-year-old in the little car seat.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I believe that he was out, like, on bail.
He was on bail from the rape trial.
Was about to start for rape.
Yep.
So, like, the day of the trial, the day before the trial, he goes and kills his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Kills the girl he was having relations with, who I think is the mother of the one-year-old, mm-hmm. who's 17 now.
Oh, he did kill her.
Yeah, two women died yesterday. He shot his, I believe.
I knew he killed his ex-wife. I didn't know.
I believe he killed his ex-wife outside an elementary school.
Yep, and the 17-year-old.
Like, these guys who are hell-bent on killing themselves, like.
Well, just an awful person.
Don't take two or three other people with you, or, God forbid, more people. I'm not advocating killing yourself, but if you're going to do it, if you're hell-bent on doing it, please don't bring along the innocent with you.
You can't rationalize with psychotics.
I know. I mean, that guy clearly decided that, like, he was going to end his life, and he just, you know, went on a killing spree.
Well, yeah, he knew he was going to prison.
All right, you want me to perk you up? I'll perk you up.
Sorry for those two bad.
I'm going to perk you up. I'm going to pick you up. You can always count on me. So the New York Post, one of the big headlines, one of the big stories this morning is this is a guy, he's 40 years old. He's making the rounds, I guess, on British talk shows. The title is, I have a foot-long blank. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga.
No hot yoga, no Bikram yoga for that guy?
Nope.
No,
he's 40 years old.
Him.
His name is Matt Barr. And he says it ain't great. They say literally his thing measures more than 12 inches long when, you know, when it's doing its business.
How can we talk about that but not the the book that the girl was reading in front of Drab on the airplane?
Well, I'm trying to do it. I think I'm doing it in a good way.
Yeah.
The average person, Cake's a little bit distraught about this, is a Heath Shuler. Okay? Didn't Heath Shuler wear...
Yes.
Yes.
He's a five.
Yeah. Jane Daniels.
The average person is doing their thing.
Yeah.
Is a Heath Shuler.
I've got that beat.
He is Tom Brady, I guess. What was Tom Brady's
name? Tom Brady's 12.
Yeah.
Right.
TB12.
Right. TB12.
Yeah.
He says it's
too big 12.
He says women are
nice
they,
one.
They like the idea of it more than the practicality of it. It's intimidating. And then he said he got kicked out of yoga class because he was wearing a baggy shirt and shorts. And people thought, you know, that he was like...
He was stuffing his pants?
Well, they thought he was all like stimulated during the session.
Yeah, right.
And he's just... No, he's just got a monster in there.
Yeah, he can't...
There's nothing.
It's just the way he was made.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. I heard sometimes
they said for $18,000, he could get surgery. You know how women get breast reduction?
Sure.
He could do that.
Hmm.
You gotta be.
But he ain't doing it.
You have to be, I mean, psychotic if you're a guy and you're gonna get reduction surgery.
Yeah,
right?
But if it's
what if he only reduces 25%?
Would you ever even say
if I had what he has, would I consider reducing?
If you had a ruler in your pants.
Yes, I would consider it to get to a more like if you're.
What where would you cut it off at?
probably Ojo.
Yeah, but what if your girlfriend or wife says? I mean, it's I just can't be with that. Like you have a snake in your pants. I just can't.
Where would you cut it off, E?
Right,
me.
If you're 12,
if I was to do that, 10.
Eric would try to grow it.
I would.
Nah.
I would. Everyone's going to look at you like you're a freakazoid. They're not going to be in awe of you.
No, but that's only when you're
Remember
sized.
Remember the guy in Ocean City?
I know.
Was
that,
Drew? Was it Drew?
Yeah, Drew. Yeah.
Used to walk in, up
in
and down
show?
The beach.
Yes.
We got him to call in.
Walking the up and down
OC
the beach.
OC legend.
He's the elephant man of Ocean City.
Yeah, everyone would look like him.
I am not an animal. I'm a human being.
Like he was from another planet.
I know. But... Yeah.
You stand,
there were,
you
there were girls
14th
knocking
Street.
Down his door.
You would, only reduce to a 10 EP.
Would only reduce to a 10. Why would I? I mean, because, dude, that's a gift from God.
You know what? I think going down to a sunny is very solid.
Sunny's
very
but
solid.
But definitely would not go lower than sunny. Now you're taking away all your specialness as a human.
I don't think there are many eights out there.
No. Of course there aren't.
I mean,
they all play in the NFL.
Who's it? Johnny Falcone or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are they always hitting the interview circuit? Yeah. They're so ashamed by it, but they're on national TV.
Does he look weird? Because that other guy looks weird.
At the end of the day, it's a huge flex.
By the way, Drab's voice definitely has jet lag.
That's my cold.
Okay.
Taking these cough drops is just pummeling me.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know how many sicklies are on the planes?
Oh, yeah, so many germs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen, I'm telling you, what did Jim Zorn wear when he played? 10, right?
10, yeah.
I think I'd stop at a Zorn.
Stop at a Zorn?
I would stop at a Zorn.
You do have an irrational love for Zorn.
I do. I love Zorn. I was always a Jim Zorn guy. All right. The weather this time of year could be as unpredictable as ever. So be ready, no matter the temperature, with a $99 heating and cooling check. from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and ensure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician, a proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.